It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Believe it or not, we are slowly, well, not even really slowly anymore. We are beginning down the home stretch toward football season. The NFL preseason begins next month, and then high school football kicks off in August. And then in late August, early September, here comes college football, and we are full go at that point. So recently released, I guess it's been a couple months, we just hadn't had a chance to get to it. The Valdosta Wildcats have released their 2025 football schedule, and so we're going to talk about that. Now, I'm going to go through this with you. I haven't had a chance to look at this, so there is no pre-planning for this segment. It's basically, we're just going off the cuff here. So we'll go through the schedule, and I'll tell you who they're going to play, and then literally I will pick the winners of the games that we're going to talk about here with Valdosta and give you best case, worst case, and then I guess what I think they're going to do. So they will open on August the 15th against the Tucker Tigers. That's at Bazemore Hyder. They will then play again at home against Mundy's Mill out of Jonesboro. Daugherty out of Albany takes a trip down to Valdosta to play on August the 29th. And then on September the 5th, once again at home, they will be hosting Jesuit out of Tampa, Florida. They will then host, you're kind of getting the drift of this, they will then host South Gwinnett once again down in Valdosta. So the Valdosta Wildcats will open the season with five straight home games. Zero travel for the Wildcats in the first month plus of the season. Now, they finally do hit the road on September the 26th. So they've got a bye. After South Gwinnett, they'll have, I'm looking at this for the very first time. I'm going through this for the first time with you. So they'll have a bye, I guess that would be the 19th. And then they'll get into region play after that, and they will open on the road at Camden. I want to talk, well, I guess we can talk about this another show, but when we do, I'm going to talk about some things that I have learned about the Camden County Wildcat football team, and I think they're going to be really, really good, like maybe even state title contender good. By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Yeah, I think Camden's going to be really, I think they're going to be really, really good. I think they're going to contend for a national championship. By the way, this show, in the very next segment, I'm going to give you my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, first edition preseason. Since we're so close, I decided to go ahead and do a preseason edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You may see Camden in there. You may see Valdosta in there. But after Valdosta pays the visit to Chris Gilman in Kingsland to play the Wildcats of Camden County, they will then hit the road for the second straight game. This time they'll head over to Moultrie to play in the Hogs Pen, and they'll take on the Colquitt County Packers. After that, they will head back home, and they will host Richmond Hill. They will then hit the road again. They'll head over to Tifton to play Tift, and then they will close the season in the Wintersville Classic against the Lowndes County Vikings, and they will be at home in that game as well. So if you do the math, Valdosta will play 7 home games and only hit the road 3 times during the regular season. 3 times. Camden, Colquitt, and Tift are the only road games for the Valdosta Wildcats. So I'm going to go through here and I'm going to circle some games, right? Like games that I think could go either way. I'm going to circle the Camden game and I will circle the Lowndes game. I think those are the only two games on their schedule that could go either way from what I'm picking. So I am picking Valdosta to beat Tucker 1-0, beat Mundy's Mill 2-0, beat Daugherty 3-0, beat Jesuit 4-0, and then to beat South Gwinnett in that 5-game home stretch. So I will have Valdosta opening the season undefeated, getting through that initial home stretch at 5-0. And then they'll hit the road against Camden in Chris Gilman. I'm going to pick Camden to win that game at home. And then they will once again hit the road right after that to go to Colquitt. I have them losing that game as well. So 5-2 is currently what I have them at. They will then get back to Bazemore-Hyder, and they will play Richmond Hill. I've got them beating Richmond Hill. That's 6-2. They'll head to Tifton to play Tift. They'll beat Tift County 7-2. And then the Wintersville Classic, that's a game I've got circled, but I'm going to pick Valdosta to win it. 8-2 is what I am picking the Valdosta Wildcats to go. 8-2. Now, best case scenario is if they were to beat the Wildcats, they pick the Camden game up, which I'm picking as a loss. But if they find a way to win that game, then that record goes from 8-2 to 9-1. The only loss I would have would be Colquitt. I don't think Valdosta's got any shot of going to the Hogs Pen and beating Colquitt. That just ain't happening. So 9-1, I think, is best case for Valdosta. 8-2 is what I'm picking. And then worst case scenario is if they drop both the Camden game and the Colquitt game and the Lowndes game, I think worst case scenario for the Valdosta Wildcats is 7-3. Boy, that's a good place to be in, isn't it? Worst case scenario for you with what's on your schedule is 7-3. That's the worst case. That's the worst case. So I've got them going 8-2, losses to Camden and a loss to Colquitt, wins over Tucker, Mundy's Mill, Daugherty, Jesuit out of Tampa, South Gwinnett, Richmond Hill, Tift, and Lowndes. So they'll win the first 5, they'll lose 2 in a row, and then they'll win the last 3 is what I think will happen with the Valdosta Wildcats. Not too shabby. And, you know, that region, you really never know, right? Because it is so brutal. It's a brutal region. Many have argued that is the best region in the state. You get no argument from me there. And you just don't ever know. Remember, like, Valdosta has won that region several years. They have been in the mix for it for at least the last 5 or 6. It's the same problem that Valdosta has, the same problem that everyone has had in that region for the last decade. They can't get by Colquitt. Colquitt beats everybody in that region. Everybody.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Valdosta Wildcats recently released their 2025 schedule. The Cats will open their season at home at Bazemore-Hyder against the Tucker Tigers on August the 15th. Valdosta will also host Mundy's Mill, Daugherty, Jesuit from Tampa, South Gwinnett, Richmond Hill, and Lowndes. The Wildcats will take to the road against Camden, Colquitt, and Tift. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
We have reached that point where we get to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings because we have gotten so close now to high school football, and I'm excited. This has always been one of my favorite segments to do, so let's get to it. All right, so we'll go from 10 to 1, and again, these are preseason rankings. A lot will change between now and that very first week when we actually see teams get on the field. They've got scrimmage games, a bunch of 7-on-7s between now and then. But right now, in the middle of June, this is what I'm picking. At number 10, coming off of a 10-1 season, remember, they went undefeated in the regular season and then lost in the first round of the playoffs. It was nuts. The Savannah Christian Red Raiders are my 10th ranked team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And in case you are curious on how I get to this, right? So there's a formula. I spit it into a computer. Wins, losses, quality wins, quality losses, strength of schedule, deficit of wins, those types of things all go into this, and you can only be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings if you're in a certain perimeter. You have to be roundabout of I-75 and east, and roundabout of I-95 and south. So basically that little corridor of what a lot would call, and maybe it's a stretch, southeast Georgia, since it's going all the way to I-75. But Savannah Christian, my 10th ranked team. At number 9, and I think there's a lot of upward mobility with this team because I previewed their schedule a couple of weeks ago, and I picked them to go undefeated in the regular season. They've had a lot of problems recently winning in the playoffs, but in the regular season, they have dominated. And so at number 9 in my preseason polls, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking polls, the Brunswick High Pirates, I have them at 9. And I think they're going to be very, very good. I went to their spring game, and they are loaded. Of course, led by Hezekiah Kent, 4-star, and you know he's getting ready to commit pretty soon from wherever he wanted to go. At number 8, A familiar name in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators. It's almost impossible, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying it's almost impossible, because more often than not, you're going to find the Ware County Gators in these rankings. They have been a staple in these rankings. They have been a powerhouse for 30 years. Very good over there in Waycross. At number 7, again, like Brunswick, I think a team with a lot of upward mobility, that's the Houston County Bears. I think Houston's going to be very, very good. They were very good last year, and I think they're only going to be better this year. I like Houston County. I've got them in my preseason at number 7. At number 6, much like Ware County, a team that you find often in these rankings, the Benedictine Cadets. I've got them at number 6 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 4, excuse me, at number 5, we just previewed their schedule. I picked them to go 8-2 in the regular season. At number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats. Again, that region is brutal. You're going to have 3 really, really good teams come out of that region into the playoffs, and I think all 3 are capable of going to of being able to win a state championship in 6A, in the GHSA. Those 3 teams are the aforementioned Valdosta Wildcats. I told you that I found out some things about the Camden County Wildcats that made me put them into that category. And, of course, the Colquitt County Packers, who've won that region, I don't know, a decade, 11, 12 years in a row, something stupid like that. So Valdosta at number 5. At number 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, coming off of an 11-3 season, they also play in a brutal schedule or a brutal region in 5A. The Coffee County Trojans, off an 11-3 year, inside the top 5 at number 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. The only thing I'll say with Coffee, I told you that I thought that both Brunswick and Houston had a lot of upward mobility. I'm going to say the opposite for Coffee. Not that I don't believe in them, but they play in a very, very tough region. I think there is some mobility downward for them. It happened to them last year in these rankings. They got off to a very, very good start non-region, and then when they got into region play, they dropped some games. They were ranked really high. They dropped those games, and then they fell. And I think we could see the same thing for Coffee this year. Getting into the top 3, coming off of a GISA state championship, the Bullock Academy Gators. Undefeated year last year for the Gators, 12-0. I don't look for much of anything different this year from Bullock Academy. They're going to be good again. They might not be as loaded as they were last year, but they're still going to be very, very good, and they're in the conversation for being one of the best teams in the GISA, and I think that's like maybe 4A that they're in. So, yeah, look for Bullock Academy to have another strong showing. At number 2, coming off of an 11-2 season last year, they were highly ranked all throughout the year last year. And remember, they were leading their region. They were in first place in their region all the way up until the last game of the season, when they dropped to Appling, giving Appling the region championship at the time, which, of course, as most of you know, Appling has had to relinquish all of those games and forfeit them for playing ineligible players. But at number 2, I've got the Pierce County Bears over in Blackshear in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now, here's where things are going to get crazy. The number 1 spot, I'm going to have a lot of folks disagree with me. And hey, that's okay. That's the beauty of this. But from what the parameters are, remember, round about I-95 and south, and round about I-75 and east, it eliminates Colquitt from being in these rankings. Otherwise, I'd probably have Colquitt number 1. But I don't, because they're not eligible. So the team that I have picked, or the formula has picked to be the number 1 team in the preseason rankings, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason edition, at number 1, I've got the Camden County Wildcats. They have a beautiful situation at quarterback. They've got a senior coming back who's athletic, who can run the football. He can throw it a little bit too in Parse Riandu. And then they got a kid to transfer up from Florida who can just throw the gunk off the ball. So they've got a situation where you're probably going to see both quarterbacks in different situations, but both are going to be really, really good and bring different things to the Camden County offense, and it's going to be a defensive coordinator's nightmare to have to come up with two different game plans for two different quarterbacks who do two different things and create a lot of problems with everything that they do. So that's – and I'm not telling you that I've got this on inside information that both quarterbacks are going to play. I'm just using some common sense here. I'm pretty confident that both quarterbacks are going to play. And I think it makes Camden really, really good on offense. And I think defensively, they are Camden. Typically, Camden plays defense. Typically, when you think of Camden, you think of running the football and good defense. And now I think they've got two talented quarterbacks with two different skill sets. It's just going to present an awful amount of pressure on defenses. All right, so let's recap. At number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, I've got the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. At number 9, the Brunswick High Pirates. And again, I think Brunswick's going to move up here. At number 8, the Ware County Gators. At 7, same with Houston. At 7, I think they're going to move up. But at 7, the Houston County Bears. At 6, the Benedict 10 Cadets. At number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 4, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 3, the GISA 4A defending state champion Bullock Academy Gators. At number 2, the Pierce County Bears. And the number 1 team in the preseason edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Camden County Wildcats. It is going to be an amazing high school football season. I cannot wait for it to start. And I know most of you cannot wait either. And yeah, I know I'm going to get some blowback from the Camden picks, but that is the way it is going to go. Write it down.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. All watches 20% off for Father's Day. Great gifts everywhere in the store. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Cunningham Jewelers, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work, 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
You know what time it is. I was talking to you last week about the college football playoff expanding to 16 teams and how I think that would break down. One of the things I was talking about, the three at-large bids that would be there at the end. And one of the things I think is going to happen that I failed to mention last week is I think Notre Dame is going to be viable, right, to get one of those spots because they don't play in a conference, they're an independent. So I certainly think that takes away some of those bids that maybe the ACC and Big 12 would get because you've got an independent Notre Dame getting them. So what I decided to do this week is give you the 12 teams that I think are going to make the college football playoff this year. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of I-95, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Okay, so I honestly think that this is going to be an interesting college football playoff season when it comes to the playoff. So we'll start from the top, we'll go down, and, you know, this is just the way I see things shaking out. It may not very well happen this way, but these are the 12 teams that I think will get into the college football playoff. I'll give you some background on kind of what my thought process is, too. So the number one overall seed, the team that I think is going to be undefeated when everything is over, and they would have played a tough schedule. It's a team from the Big Ten. Defending national champion, the Ohio State Buckeyes. I've got them getting in as the Big Ten winner. And so, of course, the format, they will not play in the first round. They'll get a bye. The second-ranked team, the number two seed, I think will be the SEC winner. And I'm not picking Georgia. I'm picking Texas. I think Texas will win the SEC, and I think they will be the two seed in the college football playoff. They will also get a bye as the two seed. The three seed, remember, these have to be conference winners to get a bye in the first round. So even if, like, you're ranked 15th, but you win your conference, you're going to get a high seed and a first-round bye. And I think that may happen with the number three seed. I definitely see it happening with the four seed. We'll get to that in a minute. But the three seed, I think, is going to be the ACC winner, and I'm picking the Miami Hurricanes on the strength of their offense to win the ACC. Plus, the ACC is just sorry. So I like Miami to win the ACC, and we'll see what they can do when it comes college football playoff time. We saw them really struggle defensively last year. They got a little better, but I don't think they're much better defensively, so we'll see how that goes. Now, the four seed, again, there's only four major conferences. The one conference that we haven't mentioned, the Big 12. So the Big 12 winner will be your four seed. And I'm picking Utah. I'm picking Utah to win the Big 12. They had a great recruiting class in 2022, great recruiting class in 2023, a really good one in 2024. So I think that the Utah Utes will be your Big 12 winner. They will get a number four seed in the college football playoff, and they will get a first-round bye in the playoffs. Now, 5 through 12, these are the teams that don't get byes. They're going to have to play their way all the way through. I've got Notre Dame at number 5. I think they'll be your fifth-ranked team, despite the fact that they don't play in a conference. But because of that, they are going to be ineligible to get a first-round bye because they haven't won a conference. I think they'll have a fantastic year, really good record, and I think they go on from there. At number 6, also winning their conference, I think will be Boise State, and I think that they will be your group of 5 entrant into the college football playoff. We saw them get in last year. I think they do it again this year. So I will have them as the 6th seed in the college football playoff. Now at number 7, I've got Georgia. I think Georgia will play Texas in the SEC championship game, and I think Texas will beat them in the SEC championship game. So I've got Georgia as the 7 seed. Boy, that's a dangerous 7 seed, isn't it? I've got Georgia as the 7 seed with an at-large bid. At number 8, a team from the Big Ten. We saw this kind of happen last year. I will take the Penn State Nittany Lions to be your 8 seed and get into the college football playoff for the second year in a row. So give me Penn State with the 8 seed. At number nine, another Big Ten team that I think will get in, and again, we're going to be littered with Big Ten and SEC. There's just the fact of the matter, they're the two best conferences in the country. At number nine, the Oregon Ducks. Yes, they lost Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, but I think there's enough talent there to be able to make up for it. They'll bring in a new kid at quarterback, and I think he'll play well. So I got them getting in with an at-large bid, and I think they'll be ranked number nine. At number 10, I think will be the Tennessee Volunteers. All the stuff around their quarterback situation in the offseason, I feel like they kind of got it straightened out. I will go with Tennessee to get into the college football playoff from the SEC with an at-large bid. I think they'll be the 10 seed. At number 11, and I really struggled with this. I really did. But then when I started doing the math, I was like, well, you've got to have, you know, you've got to have four SEC teams in. I'm not completely sold on this, but I will go with it. At number 11 with the 11 seed at-large bid from the SEC, the Alabama Crimson Tide. So I'll go Alabama gets into the college football playoff, which leaves us with one spot left. And I think that one spot, almost by default, will be the Clemson Tigers. I think they'll get to the ACC championship game. I think they'll have a really good record, maybe undefeated. They'll lose to Miami. And I think it will push them all the way down to 12 instead of being a 4 or possibly even a 3. But I'll take Clemson to get in as a 12 seed. I think they'll go out early. So what that would mean is you would have Notre Dame and Clemson playing in the first round. You'd have Boise State and Alabama playing in the first round. You'd have Georgia and Tennessee in a rematch from the regular season in the first round. And then Penn State and Oregon in the first round. So Notre Dame and Clemson, Boise State, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon will be your first round matchups with Utah, Miami, Texas, Ohio State all getting first round byes, and Ohio State being the number one overall seed. Ohio State, your Big Ten winner. Texas, your SEC winner. Miami, your ACC winner. And Utah being your Big 12 winner. I'm going to go ahead and make a pick to win the whole dang thing. And so first off, this is what I'll do. I'll tell you the teams that I think realistically have a chance. Obviously, Ohio State. I think Texas has got a real chance. I think Notre Dame's got a real chance. Georgia's got a real chance. And Penn State have a real chance to win the whole thing. I think of all those teams that I mentioned, that it's going to, you know, and I don't know the way the bracket will shape out. I don't have it really in front of me with all of that stuff, but I'm going to take an all-SEC national championship game between Georgia and Texas. By the way, ChatGPT, they picked Ohio State, Texas to play in the national championship through an artificial intelligence tournament. But what does it know?
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel, too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies' shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide. And let us keep your family in style.
Gonow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Gonow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Gonow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
We're all set. We've got all of our teams to Omaha for the College World Series. We know who's going to be playing for it. The eight teams that get in go through regionals and then super regionals. And you know what? I'm not the type to say I told you so. But if I were the type to say I told you so, I pretty much got every team right. Like, I might have missed Murray State. Murray State is the only team that I did not pick to be into the college football play. They're the only one. The other seven, I got them all. I got every single one of them. It has been captivating TV. Captivating. So we don't watch a lot of TV at the Bishop household, but we watch a lot of sporting events, but not a lot of shows. We'll do, or at least I will, I'll do some shows, you know, that I like on Netflix and Prime and HBO Max and all that stuff. But mostly, you know, we're going to watch sports in the Bishop household. And I have been tuned in to the College World Series. It has been every year the dang tournament is great. So we're going to preview this thing. I'm going to give you a winner. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. I actually caught a game this weekend down in Jacksonville. Me, my dad, and my son went to a game down there. Good time. That's the second game that we've been to in the last couple of years. We're going to make another trip. I think we were talking about making a trip when Gwinnett came down to Jacksonville to play. So have to look at the schedule to get down there for that. Okay. Here are the eight teams that you have in the College World Series. Coastal Carolina, Arizona, Oregon State, Louisville, UCLA, Murray State, Arkansas, and LSU. So the way this is going to work, bracket one is Coastal Carolina, Arizona, Oregon State, and Louisville. That's bracket one. Bracket two, UCLA, Murray State, Arkansas, and LSU. So I'm going to go ahead on record and say this. In my opinion, the two best teams are in the same bracket. That's LSU and Arkansas. I think Louisville's got a fair chance too, but I feel like LSU and Arkansas are the two best teams in the College World Series, and unfortunately, we will not get to see them play in the championship game because they are in the same bracket, but we will get to see them play each other. At least I think so. So let's run this down. It's a double elimination bracket in case you're not familiar with the tournament and how it works. So in the first round, you're going to have Coastal Carolina and Arizona. I'll take Coastal Carolina to win. That will send Coastal Carolina on to the second round in the winner's bracket. It will knock Arizona down to the second round in the loser's bracket. Oregon State and Louisville. I'll take Louisville to beat Oregon State. They'll move on to the second round in the winner's bracket. Oregon State drops to the loser's bracket. They will take on Arizona in the loser's bracket. I'll come back to that. UCLA and Murray State. I'm going to pick Murray State to beat UCLA, knocking UCLA into the loser's bracket. And then Arkansas and LSU. What a way to kick off the dang tournament. First round game between the two best teams in the tournament. I picked Arkansas last week to win the whole dang thing. Fellow colleague of mine, Michael Spears, who writes for the SouthernSportsEdition.com. By the way, if you miss any of this show, go visit the SouthernSportsEdition.com. You can catch the show on demand 24/7. And, of course, Michael Spears, a great writer for the SouthernSportsEdition.com as well and Southern Sports Edition magazine. So he's an LSU guy. And so he listened to the show last week when I picked Arkansas to win the dang thing, and he sent me a text. He was like, boo. So I get it. Unfortunately, Michael Spears, talking directly to you, I'm picking Arkansas to once again beat LSU and get by them in the first round. And so that will send LSU to the loser's bracket. So our loser's bracket games will be Coastal Carolina and Arizona. And that's bracket one. I'll take Coastal Carolina to eliminate Arizona and move on. And then I will take LSU to eliminate Murray State and move on. Or excuse me, to eliminate, is that right? UCLA. To eliminate UCLA and move on. Sorry. Okay, so that sets up a Coastal Carolina-Louisville matchup in the winner's bracket of bracket one. I will take Louisville to beat Coastal Carolina in the second round in the winner's tournament, the winner's side, and then Murray State and Arkansas in the winner's bracket. I will take, this thing gets really confusing if you're not paying attention. I'll take Arkansas to beat Murray State, sending Murray State to the loser's bracket. And so that will set up a loser's bracket game between, in bracket one, Coastal Carolina and Arizona. I'll take Coastal Carolina to eliminate Arizona after they beat, after Arizona beats Oregon State. So Coastal Carolina will advance to play Louisville again in the third round. And then I will take Arkansas to beat Murray State to advance. And then I will take LSU to eliminate UCLA, which will set up another Arkansas-LSU matchup. So you'll have two rematches in the third round. So the four teams I'll have left will be Louisville, Coastal Carolina, that's bracket one, Arkansas-LSU, bracket two. I will take Louisville to beat Coastal Carolina and eliminate Coastal Carolina. And I will take Arkansas to once again beat LSU and eliminate LSU, which will set us up with Arkansas and Louisville in the championship round. And so the winner's got to, I believe the way that works is the winner's got to win two of three, if I'm not mistaken. And so I will take Arkansas to beat Louisville and Arkansas to win the College Baseball World Series. Again, your eight teams, Coastal Carolina, Arizona, Oregon State, Louisville, UCLA, Murray State, Arkansas, LSU. I've got Arkansas and Louisville playing for the whole thing. And I will take the Razorbacks to win the College World Series. I did it last week. I do it again. Suey!
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Goldenisle's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Goldenisle's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I have to admit, I have been a little stunned at the way that the NBA finals have gone. I told you last week when we got our finals representation between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers, the Thunder were a 1 seed out of the West and the Pacers were a 4 seed out of the East. I felt like that Oklahoma City would probably take that series, might even sweep the Pacers, but certainly no more than 6 games and realistically probably win in 5. That's what I picked. That's not going to happen. Math's not going to allow it. Game 1, the Pacers in a nail-biter 111-110. Pacers get up 1-0. And then Game 2, pretty much what I expected in the series. Oklahoma City pretty well dominated the basketball game, pulled away late, 123-107. That evened the series at 1-1. So from that point, I was pretty confident that Oklahoma City would probably win the next 3. They split. And then I think I thought they'd probably go and win the next 2 in Indiana, come back and close it out in Oklahoma City. Well, Game 3, I got surprised. The Indiana Pacers showed some spine, showed some backbone, and they won Game 3 pretty convincingly, 116-107. So the Pacers I had absolutely just stunned that the Pacers realistically even got ahead in the series. Much less now you're thinking about, can they win the series? I didn't think that was going to be possible. The Game 2 win, just huge. And, of course, the home crowd being in front of all those ravenous Indiana Pacers fans. It's the Pacer fans, when it comes to NBA basketball, top 5 in the league. Top 5 basketball fans in the NBA. The Indiana Pacer fans are certainly in the conversation. So, it looks like it's going to be a series after Indiana wins game three to get 2 wins. So, we'll see where it goes. But just the fact that the Pacers are even in this series, I very well thought the Thunder could sweep. I really did. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Now, I did tell you that the Thunder had, a pretty easy road to get to the NBA Finals, and the Pacers had a much more difficult road to get there, at least as far as seedings. I think the Pacers beat the number 1 seed in the Cavs, they beat the 3 seed in the Knicks, and they beat the 5 seed in the first round in the Bucks, where the Thunder beat the 4 seed in the first round, and then I think they got like the 6 seed after that, and then the 8 seed or 7 seed, whatever it was. But they haven't, the Oklahoma City Thunder has not played anybody in the NBA Finals that has been, or the NBA playoffs that has been ranked higher than 4. They haven't played anything higher than a 4 seed. And here in the finals, they get the Pacers, who again are a 4 seed, and I just figured they would blow through them. And the Pacers are putting up a fight. So, good on the Pacers for doing that. And I told you last week, it's one of those things where when it comes to sports, you should probably listen to Jason Bishop. 6.5 times out of 10, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to sports stuff because I kind of pay attention. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, does that mean that the Thunder can't get it together? I don't know. We'll see. One thing is for sure. We know this for a fact, that if the Thunder are going to win an NBA championship, it's going to take them at least 6 games to do it. Can they win 3 straight against the Indiana Pacers to be able to win in 6? Or are we heading for an unexpected, at least by my standards, an unexpected Game 7 of the NBA Finals? Because the Pacers, you got to give it to them. They're fighters. They don't quit. They just keep coming. And they have shown that throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. Like I said, 5 seed, you're out. 1 seed, no problem. And then the 3 seed in the conference, the New York Knicks, will oust you too.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Valdosta Wildcats recently released their 2025 schedule. The Cats will open their season at home at Bazemore Hyder against the Tucker Tigers on August the 15th. Valdosta will also host Mundy's Mill, Daugherty, Jesuit from Tampa, South Gwinnett, Richmond Hill, and Lowndes. The Wildcats will take to the road against Camden, Colquitt, and Tift. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Gonaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.